Okay, good morning. We are continuing. Everybody, welcome back to our Shir and Sefer Chofetz Chaim and the Gittin Chodesh. We are holding in Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Hey. We're going to continue in Sif Vav. Says the Chofetz Chaim, "V'da oid Klal Pasha Binyan Lashon Hara." Another basic rule in Hilchos Lashon Hara. Shetol Yifya Ishu Medaber Alav. Lashon Hara also may depend, again, when we're speaking about certain things, it depends on who you're speaking about. It could be something that you say, the same exact statement that you say about somebody, that you say on one person it's a praise, and the other person is Lashon Hara. And he says, I'll explain. Keep going. If the guy's learning in Koilel and you're right that other people are supporting him to learn, and they say, oh, this guy, he learns a shul, big master, he learns 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day, you're supporting him to learn. Says that's obviously an insult. For Lashon Hara, because that's considered Lashon Hara. Yomer Azeh Gufa Balabai Shetarim Panoso Lasheva Gadol. If you tell a guy is a working guy, he has a store, works every day, he's in a store at 7 in the morning, comes home at 6, 7 at night, eats supper, and then he goes and says, learn the Beis Medrash for 3 hours. Whoa, a masmit. Yeah? Guy's working all day and he learns 3 hours a day? 3 hours a lot. So it depends who he's saying 3 hours about, right? Say a bachas in yeshiva, you go, oh, this guy, mamish, he's kaveya seder, guy's in shiva, he learns 10 minutes a day. Ooh, wow, you know, that's a lashon hara. So depending on who you're speaking about, the same sentence can be lashon hara or sheva. It could be other examples. Depends on the person's money. There's a guy is poor. You know, famous story about Yosef Moker Shabbos. You know that he bought that fish. You know, someone is a poor person, and yet he spends whatever he saves up. He spends for Kavod Shabbos, Gavaldik. You have a rich guy. Ooh, he bought gefilte fish for Shabbos. You know, the guy's a millionaire. That's not the same thing. You say the same thing about someone who's a rich guy. Right? That's considered an embarrassment. So again, you see where the same statement about Pliny, but Reuven could be Lashon Hara, but Shimon could be a praise, and vice versa. Right? Guy gave a $10 to tzedakah. So he's a poor guy, he doesn't have a penny to his name, and he saved up $10 to tzedakah. He's a tzaddik. Yeah. Guy's a millionaire. He's cheap. One guy is praised, one guy is embarrassed. Now it's the same thing. Right? How does a person act with people that works for him or people that he handles? So he's a regular guy, he's a chosh of a guy. Again, it'll depend. Okay, he says, so it's almost impossible for me to write a book and tell you details. What is he going to say? Okay, it is Lashon Hara to say about a poor person, you know, rich person, that he only gave $10. If I give, he can't give every single example. It's impossible, right? V'rakach divrei Rambam. Says you have to take the general rule of the Rambam, the following. Remember this forever. Anything that if it's going to be publicized, it can cause your friend Hezek Gufa Mono, can cause him any kind of damage, Lahatzlav Chido, to upset him, to scare him, raise the Lashon Hara. Vizorachi Shayata, you know, I'm glad we're chazming this because it's taka very sadistic halacha. Shayata is called Yetzel Lomar Halom Ruchazal Kamai Dalak Sanil Chaverchal Savid. Right? After all, he says, maybe the Yetzel Hara is going to say to you the following. It says in Gemara, Koma Dalak Sanil, whatever you don't like to do, don't do to your friend. Right? It's the opposite of Atrecha Kamacha. Whatever you don't like to have done to you, don't do to someone else. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. So someone will say, no. What did I say? That he only learns 3-4 hours? Halavai Shomer Malaysia. He says, I don't have to love him more than me. Halavai, they say about me. Let's say I'm a real batlan. I only learn a half hour a day. And the other guy, he learns 3 hours a day, right? Ooh, halavai about me, they would say I learn 3 hours a day. Yeah, but he's sitting and learning in Kol, whatever. He's supposed to be learning more. Right? So you can't say, I wouldn't mind if they said it about me, so why is Lashon Hara about him? Because the same statement might be what? Totally embarrassing, totally different to him, depending on the situation. So he says, therefore, it's a tois. Gemara means, if you were in his shoes, yeah? Then you wouldn't want someone to say about you. Therefore, it depends on the person who you're speaking about, the time, the place, everything. If, according to him and this place, then it's embarrassing, then it's Lashon Hara, Min Hadin. Then it would be Lashon Hara. But now, let's just design. Shame Shasal Hotzi Dibal Chavero. Kena Chafatzavat. So just like you can't say Lashon Hara to a person, can't say Lashon Hara about any of his things. What do you mean? Say the other guy's store. Oh, his produce, his tomatoes in Joe's store. Hey, you! Oh, they smell disgusting. He does terrible stuff. Just a Lashon Hara. Right? A lot of people say that about their, competitors, right? Bezui Lashon Hara Gemura. Ches is a Lashon Hara Lashon Hara Shas Atoyle Sabrik Nuschavero Afilo Emes Afilo Bichidi Koshke Nuschavero Vishnayim. To embarrass somebody, even if it's one other person, Koshke, if it's two other people, right, then it's Aser. We once said this earlier, that it's even worse. More people will believe him. He'll be embarrassing. So he says, when I say that this statement is Lashon Hara, that means in general, that means always, unless I explain otherwise. See him, Klal Hay. Shakayach, everybody. Glad to be back. Continue tomorrow.